Corridor Talk and Hospitals. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Despite the official opportunities for exchange of information, a great deal takes place in passing in the corridors. And this study from Switzerland by Gonzalez Martin et al., titled Hospital Staff Corridor Conversations, Work in Passing, and published in Jan, had two aims. To document the prevalence of corridor occupations and conversations among the staff of a hospital clinic and their main features, and to examine the activities accomplished through corridor conversations and their interactional organisation. 59 hours of conversation was videotaped and analysed for the study. Conversations in corridors are short and staff rarely stop to have them. They are conducted on the hoof. Mostly staff talk about professional issues, and if more than two staff are present, they're more common. There has been previous work on corridor conversations, which is reviewed in the article, but as the authors explain, unlike their study, these studies did not provide quantitative evidence of the prevalence of corridor conversations or detailed analysis of the diversity of interaction configurations and the activities being accomplished in this way. Much work remains to be done in this area, especially related to how well such corridor conversations are related to performance. However, as the authors conclude, in these days when the trend is towards a push for technology-mediated means of distant communication, the study reminds us that impromptu, co-present conversation remains an information-rich, rapid and flexible form of organisational communication.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.